Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. My name is Gaia Altshuler, and I'm the social-emotional counselor, and I am here with our vice principal, Tammy Cuckoo. It has been a minute. I am so glad we're back.
So good to be back. Man, retreats were amazing.
They were absolutely incredible. I feel like each group had such a special time away, and I'm really excited because we have something special for this episode.
Super dope. We are going to talk to our students about their experience at the various locations they went and what was cool about it.
What they learned, what they experienced, the friendships they made. We really can't wait to hear about retreats through their eyes.
Yes, because my eyes are very tired, but it was a great time. So super excited to get them on. We're going to get an opportunity here from our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. All right, we've been joined by one of our 8th grade students. This student has been at our school for a while now. This is his third retreat. So he has some really good wisdom for us. Can you start by telling us, at Joshua Tree, what was the most exciting part?
Thank you for having me. The most exciting part was probably like the cave exploring and looking at a lot of different animals and stuff.
Wow, what did you guys do in the cave exploring? Like, did you hike through caves or?
Yeah, we hiked through them. We like shimmy through them. One cave was called like a coffin cave, right?
Whoa.
And we like had to go on our backs and slide down it. It was like a slide.
Oh, that sounds really fun. If you were giving a student advice about preparing for retreats, what would you tell them?
First of all, make sure you have a lot of clothes, a lot of change of socks and underwear. And make sure you have a lot of warm stuff and all like make sure you bring water bottles and all that.
Okay, so they got to be prepared. Did you meet anyone new on the retreat and or have any good friendship experiences?
First, I didn't know. I kind of knew everyone. I know everyone good.
Okay.
And a new experience I had, like hiking really high and stuff. It was fun, but...
It was fun. Was it challenging in any way?
Yeah, the hike was very challenging. Like, I wasn't expecting it at all. And it was pretty hot, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
Awesome. So pushing past a little bit of fear, taking risks, all of that happened out there at Joshua Tree?
All of that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you on the show. And we're going to look for our next guest here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our next guest is also in the 8th grade and traveled all the way to Joshua Tree. Let's start the conversation with the wind. We've all heard about the wind. Tell us about the wind.
It was pretty difficult to work with. It made the mornings really cold and messed up a lot of people's hair. And it kept a lot of people up at night.
But somehow... You guys made it through. What did you have to do to get through the wind? I heard that tents were falling and people almost blew away. What'd you have to do?
Well, my tent collapsed on us, so we had to, we said we evacuated our tent and went into a one-person tent, but we couldn't bring any of our stuff with us, so our tent then blew away with all our stuff in it.
Wow.
So we had to go like chase it down and move it into the one-person tent. So there was, I heard a lot of people had like 13 girls in one tent, and that was a lot.
I'm sure that was a lot. Now, even though it was a lot, do you count that experience as a tragedy, or is it kind of something fun that you're looking back on?
It's really fun looking back on it now, and it was kind of fun to just be there with like people, because in the moment, it wasn't really scary, it was just kind of funny. So it was really fun just to be with people and experience that.
Awesome. The last question I want to ask you is, you had this crazy wind story and then you had to like bunk up with people that you didn't plan on bunking up with. You're going on hikes, we heard from another student, which is pushing you each and every day. Are there any experiences and encounters with God you had out there?
I would say the first night when we were there, we all had like campfire in like our groups, and we started singing some songs that we've sung at chapel, and it was really like calming because one of the songs was Rest on Us, and we played that one a lot, so everyone kind of knew the lyrics, so it was really, it was exciting and just really calming to like hear everyone just singing around a campfire. You could like really feel the presence.
I love that. I feel like Rest on Us is like the anthem of Oaks Christian School. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your retreat story. All right, let's dive right in. I have one of our seventh graders here who's going to tell us a little bit about her experience. I love the seventh grade trip. I'm a little biased because I went. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience at Hume Lake?
Well, it was very fun because we got to do our activities that you sign up for, like high ropes and capture the flag and volleyball. So you can hang out with your friends and sign up for the same things. Like in volleyball, you can either be against each other or play together. And then also the games that they have that's called recreation is super fun, although one of them did turn out very vicious.
Oh, tell me a little bit about that vicious game.
It's called Java Bee Can Can, and you have to throw the person into the trash can.
Wow.
Because that's the name of the game. And we won all of it because we had, like, awesome volleyball players, so.
Great, yeah. Great. Now, it's my understanding that at Hume you also had some time that was similar to chapel. Can you tell us anything about your chapel time?
Well, it was very, like, about God, and it was, like, very peaceful. And when they talked about it, it did make you feel like you were a part of it, and it was all chill. And then they let you have time to yourself to think about God and how it's going to be okay.
Awesome. Awesome. So now that you've gone on retreat two times, I think you have sage wisdom. What would you tell a student who is getting ready and prepared to go on the seventh grade retreat?
Bring warm clothes. Definitely. Also, it's okay if you're not in like the same cabin or the same bus as your friend, because you have way more time to hang out with them. Also, they do make you stay up later so you can hang out with your friends. So that's also a good part about it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We have a couple more students to hear from. Thank you for coming on our show. I'm here with another one of our seventh grade students, and I'm kind of partial because I also attended this retreat. I want you to tell us a little bit about those dance parties.
Oh, the dance parties? Those are so much fun. We got to like dance to a whole bunch of songs that everyone knew. Everyone sung along. We all crowded around. And then we went to Recreation Chapel. They had even more songs where you got to sing too. You got to sing Frozen.
I did sing a little bit, and I let it go.
Yeah.
So the dance parties were cool. We played games outside. What was your experience with the games outside?
Oh, the games were so much fun, especially the advisory games. We got to have like shaving cream, and then we got to put our face in this bowl full of ping pong balls, and we had to stick whoever got the most on their face won. And then we also did something called family portraits, where everyone stood up and they all, someone said like a category, like carnival, and then people like put themselves in a position where they looked like a carnival thing.
Oh, that's cool. So we had these awesome games on the lawn, dance parties all night. Tell us a little bit about chapel. Was there anything that you took away from the chapel experience?
Oh yeah, when everyone came together, everyone was worshiping God, everyone put their hands up. And I feel like when you put your hands up, you're reaching out to Him. So, and everyone was doing that. Everyone was praying together. I felt like it was just so much fun.
Did you feel like we were a tight-knit community up there?
Oh, very, very much. Everyone grew closer. I grew closer with a whole bunch of people that I wasn't even friends with before.
And how did that happen? What do you think happened?
We were put in the same team for the group, and then we were just standing on the side, and then we just started talking and talking. We have a whole bunch in common, and yeah, it was so much fun.
Awesome. Now, this is your second retreat at Oaks Christian School. Catalina, Hume Lake, what would be your advice to a student who's getting ready to go on retreat at Oaks?
Pack extra. Pack some lights, like flashlights, the things that go on your head. Uh-huh. You need a swimsuit for like the showers and that stuff. You need flip-flops.
Yeah.
Because like toe fungus. And then prepare for a lot of noise at night.
Prepare for noise.
Because, yeah, it's like really, really noisy. And then everyone gets quiet and then it's just really awkward.
You heard it, people. You need shower shoes. You need a light. You need a headlamp, a bathing suit. And then you're ready for retreats. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, now we're going to cruise on down to Catalina. We've got our sixth graders on deck. I've got a sixth grader here. This is his first time on retreat. Can you tell me if you were nervous about going to retreat before you went?
I would say I was a little bit nervous because I've never been on like a school trip and my parents like had never been there before.
Yeah. So,
well, we've been there before, but like I haven't gone there without my parents. So it was a little nerve-wracking, but it was fun.
So once you got there, what made those nerves go away?
Probably just like the friends there and everything, just to like comfort you. Like the food was really nice in the cabins.
Awesome. So food was good, cabins were good. What would you say was like the most exciting thing that happened at Catalina?
I'd say the most exciting thing was probably at the end, the volleyball tournaments.
What happened at the volleyball tournament?
Well, my advisory, we didn't win, but we just had like a lot of fun playing, like working together as a team.
Awesome. So I can only imagine how beautiful it was in Catalina. You've got the ocean, you've got the blue sky, you've got all these new creatures that you're looking at. Was there any moment where you really felt like you were experiencing God and nature there?
Yeah, so the first night, I think it was the second night.
Okay.
We were like sitting down by the campfire, and right as we started singing the song, like the waves got a lot bigger, made like a lot of noise. It was really cool.
Awesome. As soon as you started singing, do you remember what song you were singing by any chance?
I thought it was like the I am a CH.
Ooh,
like
wow.
The Christian one, yeah.
That's so awesome how that happens. Okay, so now that you've been on one retreat, you've got a little experience. What advice would you give to an incoming sixth grader who's getting ready to go to Catalina?
Don't be nervous. Just think it's going to be a lot of fun and just enjoy it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
Of course.
All right, so we're here with our last student who went down to Catalina. First experience on retreats. What was it like?
Well, like we were going on the bus, which was chaotic.
Yeah.
And then the boat, which was like fun, but it was also kind of boring being there for a little long.
On the bus and the boat?
Yeah.
Yep. How did it feel once you arrived on the island?
It was exciting.
And what was the most exciting part?
Like going kayaking and getting to worship God.
Oh, wow. So out on the kayak, at any point, were you just out there and it's just you and the water and the island was in the distance?
Well, it was me and like Carrie, who's my partner.
Okay, you had a partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thankfully, I couldn't do it at all.
So you had to depend on each other.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did you feel like you trusted each other to get in? Well, you made it back to school, so clearly you did okay out there, right?
Yeah.
Nice. So you talked about worshiping God. Where did you feel like that took place on the trip?
We mostly did it like there's like little seats and like by the ocean and like the cross there that we worship the most.
Awesome. Did you get an opportunity to do anything off the water in Catalina? Like, did you hike?
Yeah, we went on a hike twice, once at night and once during the day.
Oh, awesome. So, as someone who has experience now with retreats and also kayaking, what would you tell a sixth grader who's new to Oaks, who's going to be going on this retreat next year? What advice would you give them?
That it was fun and that you should definitely bring a swimsuit because it's cold and bring a jacket because it's really cold.
Bring a jacket. Well, there you have it, folks. You've heard from our students. They had amazing stories. Thank you so much for coming on our show.
You're welcome.
I think this is just the beginning of having a lot more of our students' voices on this podcast. That was absolutely amazing.
Definitely. You can only truly begin to understand what is happening at the middle school when you hear the voices of our middle school students. So it was awesome to talk to these guys today. And as we continue with this pod going moving forward, you'll hear from more of our students on topics that matter. But as we get ready to close our show today, do you have a call to action?
I do have a call to action. I think we were both so inspired from the opportunity to sit with the kids and really hear firsthand about what their experience was at camp. And I would just encourage you as parents, as a family, do not let this experience they had pass you by.
Right.
Sit down, talk about this week of camp at the dinner table, in the car ride between one practice to another practice, on the family walk. Your kids are full of stories, and I truly believe, and you heard it firsthand, they had some really transformative weeks, and it would really be such a bummer if we didn't kind of revel and enjoy the reflection process coming back from retreat. So we would just really encourage you to chat with your student. They just had a really fun weekend, and I think you really enjoy hearing about it from their perspective.
And as we wrap up our series on retreats, which we've talked about in many of our podcasts, we embodied our culture playbook verse in the 3 days that we were on the retreat, and we will leave you with this today. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in community. And that is Psalms 133:1. And we will see you next time.
We're back.
We're back with you in the middle.
In the middle, baby.
Bye.